Cardinal Toastmasters, Bishop Toastmasters, Curate Toastmasters, Nuns Toastmasters, and Noviciates. I'm feckin' scared I'm going to make a feckin' idiot of myself up here. Authenticity. In our club, we believe in authenticity. That's why the title of my speech today is... I'm afraid I'm going to make a feckin' idiot of myself. That's, I have to be truthful with you. Do we have a grammarian in the house? See, I'm actually very worried. I might guess, I might have already been disqualified. I might have been disqualified on two grounds. I might have been disqualified on the grounds that, you know, I've offended religious sensitivities, or I might be disqualified on the grounds that I've used inappropriate language. And I didn't mean to commit any cardinal sins. But if I have been disqualified, can I start again? I have a short speech in my pocket, and I could try that one instead, because I want to tell you about my mother-in-law. And I picked my mother-in-law because I was convinced that, you know, you get some laughs if you told a story about falling in love with your mother-in-law. Or, well, not exactly. It's more like I made love to my mother-in-law. Well, you see, it was like this. I was in a bedroom. I was in her bedroom, to be exact. And I was curled up like this in a sort of anemic ambiotic, or in a little sack that you'd have in, like, you know, a baby or a little child terrified or something like that. You know, this kind of, oh, bloody jam blast. I knew this would be, you see, this is what you call making a fool of yourself. I actually thought that the, I got confused. I really did. I got confused because you see, I've just realized that you can't get a laugh when you're tugging at people's heartstrings and you're making them feel sorry for your mental health and sorry for the fact that you've cracked up and dive-bombed on stage, you know? You know, you can't get any laughs that way. And now the counter is counting the number of times I've repeated myself. But if there's a grammarian in the house, like somebody who loves being a grammarian, Did you ever have feckin' on your list? Did you ever put it up there for your local club to broaden its vocabulary by getting everyone to sit up in their seat and say, oh my goodness, this guy's going to get disqualified. I better listen to what he has to say. My mother-in-law, coming back to my mother-in-law, I wasn't sure what I was going to say. Except that I didn't like the way she tied me up, this wasn't S&M, right? This had nothing to do with S&M, right? I just couldn't stand the way in which I felt a prisoner in her house on, it was Christmas Day, right? Right? That, you can have a good laugh. Imagine spending Christmas Day tied up in love. Well, actually, not yet ready to make love to my mother-in-law, her having imprisoned me. So there I am thinking, she doesn't love me, she doesn't love me, she doesn't love me, she hates me, she hates me. So I pick up my notebook and I say, well, look, if she hates me, I hate her, I hate her. I hate my mother-in-law. And then I picked up the pen and I started writing down, I hate my mother-in-law. She is a feckin' jailer. Right, she has me tied up. I wrote in this notebook, and I kept going for three or four minutes, you know, And I'm just about to run out of time here to tell you what happened. But in the end, a little voice came to me, a little tiny little voice, a leprechaun, a leprechaun voice, some kind of a little twitcher. And you know the way in which you can be sneaked up on by a creature called conscience? Yeah, yeah. Do you remember we were drummed into us that we had a conscience? Well, suddenly out of nowhere came this idea that this mother-in-law has been sent to me to give me practice at putting up with being a fecking fool or being suffering. Yeah, really suffering. So what could I do? I just had to, my conscience said, make love to your mother-in-law. So I wrote down, you know, my mother-in-law has been sent in order to give me practice at dealing with diabolical things that happen in my life and being able to tolerate and put up with them. Yeah, absolutely. That was what my conscience said to me, right? And the point is that's when I fell in love with my mother-in-law. I actually wrote down, I love my mother-in-law in the book, right? And then I started adding, you know, I love her. She's been sent to beat the hell out of me. And in order to give me a chance to put up with the curbs and barbs and you know, she is my Gethsemane, right? So that's when I started making love to my mother-in-law. Yes, you too can make love to your mother-in-law, and all you need is to make a fecking idiot of yourself. Thank you very, very much, Toastmasters.